Hi guys, your favorite member queen is back again, and of course you talk active. I hope I met you guys well. I know most of you might have been wondering when it's Akonke. We've not heard from Akonke for a very long time. It's my phone that will not allow me shine. No, everything done still now, sha. Everything done set. I'll text to Baba God and you'll be hearing me off from now. So I am officially welcoming you all to another edition and Moments with Akonke, and as usual, it promises to be very, very interesting and educative, because I will be discussing a topic with us which most of us ignore. We feel it's not important, or we feel we can actually do it some other time, probably in the afternoon or at night, since the day is not over. And that's breakfast. I'll be discussing with us why it is important to eat breakfast, why we need to try every possible best not to miss breakfast. I know 80% or 90% of Nigerians do miss breakfast. Most of us are guilty, you know. Have to rush, you need to get to work before 6, especially Lagosians, that will have to wake up as early as 4 and won't get home until 11 p.m. in the night. So most of them survive on junks, which cause more damage than good. So let me just tell you guys more. While growing up, I preferred to sleep. Like, I can sleep all day without eating. I know most of you might be wondering, how did she know? Well, my mom told me that I could sleep all day and not eat. In fact, she could do whatever it is she wants to do, all the running errands she wants to do, without she bothering whether I'm crying or not, because she knows I will definitely be sleeping alone in the house. So I think that affected me. I got used to it, and I ended up not having appetite. It's not because it's a problem or it's a taboo in our family not to eat and stuff like that. I don't just like eating. I didn't just have the appetite. I can go all day without eating and I always feel fine. Well, not knowing I was actually causing damage to myself. And I noticed then that I normally fall sick a lot. I fall sick every now and then. I was very, very skinny. My friends can testify to this. I was very, very skinny. And even before the end of my first semester then in school, my case file at the clinic was already full. Like, is it that I'm okay this week? Is it that the next week I'm rushed back to the clinic? And it was that terrible. So along the line, things changed. I gained my appetite back. I started eating. Like, in fact, when I gained my appetite back, there's one thing. If there's anything I love doing, cooking. I love to cook. Cooking must be part of it. But one thing was still missing. Despite the fact that I used to cook, I have different pots for this. Because I'm this kind of person that if I want to eat swallow, I have to make soup for swallow. I can't eat stew that is meant for rice to eat swallow. So I'll make soup for swallow, and I can't eat swallow without eating it with maybe a wedu, okra soup, or vegetables. So after making soup, I have another pot. I'll make vegetables for making vegetables or whatever it is I want to, you know, assist the amala with. Then I'll now make different stew. Maybe probably if I want to eat rice or spaghetti, or maybe I want to eat bread. Again, so I loved cooking. I do that a lot. But one thing was still missing. I don't eat breakfast because I'm this kind of person that, you know, I said earlier that I love to sleep. I don't like anything like. I don't like it when my sleep is being interrupted. I don't even like it. So I used to sleep till like late in the day. Let's say then when I was done J level, our lecture starts by 8 a.m. or 9. I can sleep till like 7:30. Mind you, I won't still be late for class because I stay in school still then within the school premises. Cause so I was just like, oh, she beats then. I'll soon get there in the next 5 minutes. So I used to miss breakfast a lot. So, and I find out that I don't eat until maybe later in the afternoon. because from 8 to 12 lectures, break probably 1 to 2, and that's the only time I, you know, get for myself to eat. So it was that bad. So later I fell sick along the line and I was admitted at the clinic for stomach pain. And shout out to my roommates, Oinsne, my bunky, I miss you guys. Oinsne had exams. She had, I think, an ICAN exam, but she still stayed with me in the clinic. And no, I can't forget so soon. So she was there. The doctor came the next day. Says, hope you're better now. And hope you feel better. I said, yes. You actually quit for us. And my roommates were like, no. Abati cannot have osa. That's what they call me. Apart from Akoke, most people call me Abati. So they're like, Abati cannot have osa. Abati can cook. Abati eats a lot. Abati does that. You know, they were so surprised that how can someone that eats, that cooks almost every day, have osa? Like, it is impossible. And they're like, and the doctor's like, do I take breakfast? I'm like, no, that I eat most times in the afternoon. I don't take breakfast, but if I'm going to eat once, I'll pack morning note together, afternoon note together, night note together, everything. I'll pack everything together and I'll eat it. So I felt, so no problem and all that. But then I was so surprised that I was still queried for osa. So that's one of the disadvantages of not having breakfast. There's nothing, I don't know what they used to call it aroinu. I don't know. There's nothing to feed on after, you know, waking up from your fast the next day, and you need energy, you need that glucose to sustain you for the day. So don't let me bore you with my story. Let me dig into today's topic. So in case you don't know what breakfast mean, which I doubt there's anybody that's not aware of the meaning of breakfast, but just in case you don't know what it means, breakfast is the first meal of the day. And something be the first definitely means it is very, very important. For it to be the first thing, 1, 2, 3, for it to come first, that means it is very, very important. And breakfast is usually served between 7 or 7:30 to 10 or 10:30 a.m. We also have different type of breakfast, but I'll be emphasizing on three. We have the continental, we have the American breakfast, we have the English breakfast, we have Italian breakfast, we have the Indonesian breakfast, we have the Middle East breakfast, and so on and so forth. But I'll be focusing on the first three: the continental breakfast, the American breakfast, and the full English breakfast. So the continental breakfast is a light breakfast which consists of just bread and toast. By that I mean the sandwich, the Danish pastry with butter or preservative, then you have your juice, fruits, coffee or tea. And it is usually served in a buffet style. You know, if you've eaten in this continental hotel, I still can't forget that one I had at Conference Hotel. Jesus. So that's continental breakfast. Then American breakfast is a heavy breakfast which is usually also served in a buffet style. That one, you have the 2 eggs which can be fried in form of omelette, it can be boiled with your meats, which can be sausage, steak, sliced bacon. Then you have your bread and toast, your pancakes with syrup or waffle, your cereal, like that. Then we have the full English breakfast menu, which consists of more elaborated and 11 course meals. So the importance of breakfast, the importance of taking breakfast, reason why you need to take breakfast. Breakfast, as the name implies, breaks the overnight fasting period. It replenishes your supply of glucose to boost your energy level and alertness. Trust me, I don't know if I'm the only one, if I don't eat breakfast, because the type of work I do now, it's, you know, it allows us to travel a lot, and at times I leave home very early and I don't come back till night. And most times I it's not like I don't miss breakfast too, but not like before. I might not eat from home, but before 10 I must make sure I take something, because between that hours of 7 to 9 self. If you see me, like if we actually meet or something, you ask me if I'm sick or something, because I'll look so tired, I'll look so stressed, I'll have headache, I won't be active, I'll be so moody, all in the name of not taking breakfast. But immediately I just take something, probably drink or eat bread, or you know, take my breakfast like this, I'm active again, I'm agile. So it provides you with that energy you need in the morning. It also provides you with essential nutrients required for good health. Early morning food contains essential nutrients that keeps you alert, that keeps you active, that makes you function well for the rest of the day. It also helps to boost the brain. Your brain needs a fresh supply of blood sugar, that is the glucose, for fuel. After a night fasting, you know, you just need to take something to make you active, to help you do well, to help you carry on with the day activity, to be physically agile. It also helps your heart. Yes, it helps promote a healthy heart. It prevents diabetes, it prevents lower blood pressure. So skipping breakfast often can cause higher level of cholesterol, which is a major risk factor for heart disease. So it helps keep your heart in check. Also, it also reduces metabolic syndrome. If you are the type that always eats late and skip breakfast, believe you me, you have problem with obesity and also insulin resistance. So it prevents all those type of metabolic syndrome. But if you eat light food for dinner and make sure you take your breakfast and your lunch, you can decide not to take dinner. So far, you don't miss your breakfast and lunch. So if you don't want to have belly fats, if you don't want to be, you get what I'm trying to say, eat breakfast. It also improves your skin, most especially when you have egg as breakfast. Eggs are fantastic for your skin. I love to eat eggs. Some day I don't love boiled egg, I don't like bread. Some don't even eat egg at all. So learn to eat egg now. Well, according to my research, lutein, which is a carotenoid antioxidant found in eggs, help to preserve the skin's elasticity and protect skin cells from free radical damage. That's how egg can be so important in your everyday morning meal. And apart from egg, there are other breakfast food that would do the same job as that, which is the oatmeal, the pancakes, breakfast smoothies. So if you are in that category of, oh, I'm a very, very busy person, I have to get to work before 7, I have to leave home as early as 4 a.m., my guy, even if it is Bonvita or milk, make sure you have that at home. Let me give you one, Orijo. You can get milk. You can try try your best to have milk, Bonvita, Milo, whatever beverage you prefer, your oats, Golden Morn, your cornflakes. In fact, but God bless you. God bless our mothers. So just make sure you have that at your disposal. So if you might not be able to get bread around or fry egg or another, just make sure you take tea. Just make sure something is in you before going out. Then probably when you get to your place of work, you can now order for your breakfast and you're good to go. So I hope this episode, I hope this episode has been educative. I hope you just learned one or two things from it. And please, I'll really, really entertain. I really, really love your feedback. Please give back to me. I want to hear your own point of view. I want to add or subtract. And don't forget, whatever it is you might be going through now, whatever it is you might be facing now, it is, I feel it's too late to even give up. You can't just give up. You can't just give up. You're just a step away from getting that certificate, from getting the man of your dreams, from doing that thing you love to do, and you just and to just become successful. So till my next episode, make sure you remember to smile and stay productive. Bella ciao. Bye.